We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Saturday afternoon. The Yellow Jackets home once again to take on the UW-Stevens Point. I'm John Garver, and we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Dan Laughlin. And let's go back a couple of games first, Coach. Heartbreaker against Eau Claire last Saturday night, one that we had here live on KUWS, a 3-2 loss in overtime. Really nice effort by your team, especially in that third period, to draw yourselves even.
It was. We looked back at that game, and we probably didn't come out. We came out right away good, but then some penalties started happening, and that kind of, it didn't drag us down, but it kind of just took our tempo down, so, and it lasted for two periods. So we've hopefully corrected that problem. We played pretty good last night with that situation, so tonight again, it's just the big emphasis is playing 3 20-minute periods.
The Eau Claire team, too, coming in very, very good on special teams. So obviously staying out of the box was crucial, but you don't want to get in a special teams battle with a team like that, do you?
No, I mean, almost every team in the WIAC is really good on the power play and penalty kills. So, we want to be 5-on-5. I think that's where we play our best hockey, and we just got to stay out of that box because it's always hard. Keeping a lead or chasing a lead doesn't help when you're in the box.
I thought one of the bright spots out of that entire thing, though, was they're number 6 in the country, number 8 in the country, whatever they were at that time. It should tell everybody in your room that, hey, we can play with any team in the country.
It is. We've, that was a not an unknown coming into the season, but until you start doing it, and they've seen it now with Hamlin and Eau Claire, and, Point tonight will be a test for us as well, so we know how we can play, and that is exactly what we need to do is play like how we can play.
Then yesterday, of course, an afternoon game here at Westman defeated Northland 10-2, and if you you showed up a couple minutes late, you missed an awful lot, because before you could blink, we were handing out the custard coupons in this place.
Yeah, it was a good start. Those are tough games sometimes, and I don't mean to take that lightly to Northland, but when you do have a pretty nice lead early on in the first period, and then you got to be disciplined. Those are the hardest times to be disciplined throughout the rest of the game. I thought we did a pretty good job of it. We had a couple letdowns, which is kind of expected, but it was nice to have a showing like that. Freshman got a goal. A couple other players got the first goal, so maybe that helps them get some momentum in their game.
Yeah, definitely had a couple players pick up multi-goal games. It seems like we talk about her every single time we do this, Dan, but Kaylee Martinson again has a goal in every single game, up to 6 on the year. Another nice game for the senior.
It is, and she is, she's really taking it to heart every game. She's not, every shift she gets a chance to be on. I told her you got to make a count. It's her senior year, and she knows it, and she's really taking it to heart, and she's getting it done.
Let me bounce this off of you, because it's something that we had kind of talked about up in the booth with some of the workers and everything. When Northland gets that goal to get on the board, at that point in the game, you still knew that you were going to come out of this with a win. Do you think about swapping out goaltenders to get other people some minutes?
We did. We just, I'm not big in switching goalies. Really, I like giving them a whole game and stuff like that. And, and Catherine, she needs, she's kind of been our go-to, and I think she wanted to kind of finish out some minutes too. So, you look back, maybe could have done it, but in all, I think we made the right call.
So now this afternoon, Stevens Point comes in as you stay in WIAC play, and they're a team that comes in above 500, 4-2 on the season. What do you know about the Pointers?
I've faced them now all these years, and they're pretty much the same team every year. They're just very hard-working team. There's no really glitter to their game. It's get it in deep, and they just work. They work, and they live for the power play. And somehow, we talked about it on the podcast there the other day. They run the most basic, simple power play. Just get it on net and crash 4 people, and that's how kind of they make their living. So again, we got to stay out of the box. I think if we play 5-on-5, we'll do. We'll get it done. But if this turns into a special team game, I think we'll be all right too, but it kind of goes in their favor.
You mentioned the special teams and staying out of the box. Other than that, biggest keys for your team success against Stevens Point today?
We just got to play our game. We have to have our intensity. I think when we play with that extra step in our game, in our skating, I think we're as good as anyone out there. We can skate with anyone. it's how we play, and we got to play 60 minutes of that.
You made reference to having played Steven Spine all these years, because I mean, you've been behind the bench for the Yellow Jackets for a long time now, and is this the big rivalry? Because I can remember back when you first started, and through all these years, that you had some really epic games with Stevens Point. Is this the big rival?
I think it's cooled off in years past, but yeah, back when I first started with Brian Adelsky, he was the head coach, and yeah, it wasn't just the teams. It was me and Brian. We were good friends, but we were competitive, and when we played each other, it was for sure. It was either a one goal game or one of us came out and won by 6 goals, and then the next night it was another one goal game. So it carries over. Ann was a player back then for Brian, so she knows how it is between us, and it is. It's kind of like that Packer Viking game. Doesn't matter who's better. You're both going to get really good competition.
Let's have a good one today. Good luck, Daniel.
Thank you very much.